Hi, Amogha here. Now I'll be discussing about chapter 2. The chapter 2 is DC circuits. Now I'll be doing the brief review over this DC circuit chapter. So, DC circuit is a closed path in which the direct current flows. Here, the current flows in only one direction and it is used in low voltage applications. The resistor is the main component of the DC circuit. In this chapter, we will be discussing about DC circuits that mainly consist of the power source, current carrying conductor, and a load. Moving on to some historical background, Alessandro Volta was an Italian physicist and a pioneer of electricity and power. And he was credited as the inventor of the electric battery and the discoverer of methane. Now, moving on to the first topic of this chapter, DC circuits. So, direct current flows in a closed path and in only one direction. This is mostly used in low voltage applications where resistor is the main component. DC circuits are classified into three main types. In that, first type is series DC circuit, second type is parallel DC circuit, third one is series parallel DC circuit. So, moving on to series DC circuit. This circuit consists of DC series source and the number of resistors connected end to end such that the same current flows through them. Main features of series DC circuits are, first one, current flowing in each resistor is same and total resistance is equal to the sum of individual resistance. Total power dissipated in circuit is equal to the sum of power dissipated in individual resistances. Now, coming to DC parallel circuit. So, when two or more electrical components are connected and one end each component which is connected to a common point and the other end it is connected to another common point, then the electrical components are said to be connected in parallel, and such an electrical DC circuit is known as the parallel DC circuit. Now, main features of parallel DC circuits are, here the voltage across all the resistors are same. Moving on to current, here current through the resistor is inversely proportional to its resistance. Total current in the circuit is equal to the sum of the currents in its parallel branches. The reciprocal of total resistance is equal to the reciprocal of individual resistances. As parallel branches are increased, the total circuit resistance is decreased. At the same time, the total resistance of circuit here is always lesser than the smallest resistance. Here, the conductance are additive. If n resistors with resistances R are connected in parallel, then its total resistance is given by Rp, that's R parallel, is equal to R whole divided by n. Here, the sum of power dissipated by each resistances is equal to total power dissipated. Next topic is DC series parallel circuit. So, these DC series parallel circuits are basically a combination of series as well as the parallel circuits. Moving on to the duality between series and parallel circuits. Here, the circuits are called as a dual when they are expressed by equations of some mathematical form. So here the duality exists between series as well as the parallel circuits. This was the last topic that was discussed regarding this DC circuits chapter, that is second chapter, the end of this chapter. The exercise questions for chapter 2, that is DC circuits, are: first question is, what are the types of DC circuits? Explain them. Second question is, what is a DC parallel circuit? third question is, what do you mean by the duality of series as well as parallel circuits? Duality between series and parallel circuits. So these were the questions for chapter 2, that is DC circuits.